Come follow me. Strengthened through the atonement of Jesus Christ. Life isn't easy. It seems like the challenges are endless. For example, people all around you try to get you to do things you know aren't right. You often sin or fall short of where you'd like to be, and it can be discouraging. You may wonder if Heavenly Father can still love you when you're so imperfect. Trials can be really discouraging, whether they're from the illness or loss of a loved one, family tensions, bullies at school, or difficult classes. You have so much to do, you worry how to fit it all in. Yes, there are many things that are hard, but in every case, there's hope. That hope comes through the atonement of Jesus Christ. Alma chapter 7, verses 11 through 13, teaches how the atonement helps us to be cleansed from sin and also strengthens us to overcome or have our burdens lightened from pain, sickness, and infirmity. When we have faith in Christ, He will give us added strength and ease our burdens. The prophets teach us how. President Thomas S. Monson, I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. LDS.org/go/WILLNE3. President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, you can do it now. LDS.org/go/CANNE3. President Boyd K. Packer, the key to spiritual protection. LDS.org/go/KEYNE3. Matthew chapter 11 verses 28 through 30. Philippians chapter 4 verse 13. Doctrine and Covenants section 68 verse 6. As you learn about the atonement of Jesus Christ in your Sunday lessons this month, see LDS.org/youth/learn. Think about times in your life when you've seen blessings from Heavenly Father because you've had faith in Christ and the atonement. Consider sharing your experiences in your classes or quorums with your family or in your journal. For more on how the atonement can strengthen you, visit lds.org/go/atonementNE3. The following is the text for this month's conference cards. Our Heavenly Father knows that we learn and grow and become stronger as we face and survive the trials. Such difficulties allow us to change for the better, to rebuild our lives in the way our Heavenly Father teaches us, and to become something different from what we were. President Thomas S. Monson, I Will Not Fail Thee Nor Forsake Thee, October 2013, General Conference. Your path will at times be difficult, but I give you this promise in the name of the Lord. Rise up and follow in the footsteps of our Redeemer and Savior, and one day you will look back and be filled with eternal gratitude that you chose to trust the atonement and its power to lift you up. President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, Second Counselor in the First Presidency, you can do it now. October 2013 General Conference. Note, download and share. These cards provide great reminders that you can share in your classes and quorums, at family home evening, or on social media. You can even hang them in your locker or bedroom, or place them in your scriptures. Download or share them online at lds.org/go/cards-NE3. End of the section, Come Follow Me. Read by Dwayne Case.